今天的题目是信心的见证。
The topic today is testimony of faith.
雅尼书第五章第六节到十二节。
First John chapter 5 verses 6 to 12.
也有圣经的，打开圣经约翰一书第五章第六节到十二节。
If you have your Bible, please open it up to First John chapter 5 verses 6 to 12 and follow along.
John 一书第五章第六节，这借着水和血而来的，就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理，做见证的原有，原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。我们借领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作作谎的，因不信神为他儿子所做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
First John chapter 5 verses 6 to 12. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
当以色列人进入这个迦南地之后，
After the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
神耶和华就借着摩西把他的律法和他的规条告诉他们。
The Lord God gave them his law and his decrees to Moses.
如果有人违背耶和华的律法，
If anyone disobey God's command,
行耶和华眼中恶的事情，
and do what is evil in the sight of God,
这个人必应该受到惩罚。
This person will be punished.
在还没有惩罚之前，
But before he is punished,
必须有两三个见证人证明这个人的过犯。
There must be two to three witnesses testifying against the person.
就像申命记十七章第六节说，
Just as in Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 6 it says,
要凭两三个人的口做见证，
On the testimony of two or three witnesses,
将那当时的人致死，
A man shall be put to death.
不可凭一个人的口做见证将他致死，
But no one shall be put to death on the testimony of only one witness.
同样的，主耶稣在马太福音十八章十五节到十六节也这么说。
Likewise, Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 16.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，
If your brother sins against you,
你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，
Go and show him his fault,
指出他的错来，
Just between the two of you.
他若听你，
If he listens to you,
你便得了你的弟兄，
You have won your brother over.
他若不听，
But if he will not listen,
你就另外带一两个人同去，
take one or two others along，
要凭两三个人的口做见证，
so that every matter may be established，
句句都可定准，
by the testimony of two or three witnesses。
无论是摩西的时代或者主耶稣基督的时代。
No matter if it was the time of Moses or the time of Christ.
一个人犯了罪。
When a person sins.
必须有两三个人来做见证。
There needs to be two to three witnesses.
见证证明他所犯的罪犯。
To testify against his sin.
见证人对一个控告对你控告一个人的罪过是非常重要的事情。
And it's a very serious thing if a person gives a false testimony.
今天我们所看那段经文就是约翰一书第五章第六节到十二节谈到见证。
The passage that we're looking at today, 1 John chapter 5 verses 6 to 12 talks about testimony.
如果你数一数的话
If you count them,
你会发觉到见证这两个字出现了九次。
You realize the word testimony appears nine times.
所以这段经文基本上就是讲到见证。
And so this passage basically is talking about testimony.
见证什么？
Testifying to what?
就是见证我们对神的信心。
And testifying to our faith to God.
这段经文告诉我们有足够的见证，见证耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And here it talks about there is sufficient testimony that Jesus is the Son of God.
并且说明所有相信他的人必得到这个永生的生命。
And explains that everyone who believes will receive eternal life.
我曾经跟你们分享过，当时的教会面对这个假教师跟假先知问题。
And I've explained to you before the church at that time was facing the problem of false prophets and false teachers.
这些假先知跟假教师说
These false prophets and false teachers were teaching.
耶稣是一个人，不是一个神。
Jesus was only a man, he was not God.
当耶稣受洗的时候
And when Jesus was baptized,
神的大能就降临在他的身上。
God's great power came to Christ.
一直到他上十字架的时候
Till the point that he was going to the cross
之后神的大能就离开了他
And after which God's power departed
这种说法使徒约翰说是说谎
Apostle John said these kind of teaching is are a lie
因为有不少的见证证明耶稣基督是神的儿子
Because there's plenty of testimony which prove that Jesus is Son of God
并且带给相信他的人永生的生命
and also bring eternal life to all who believe
所以第一个见证就是圣灵的见证
the first testimony is the testimony of the Holy Spirit
我们看第七节
if we look at verse 7
并且有圣灵做见证因为圣灵就是真理
and it is the Spirit who testifies because the Spirit is the truth
同时在约翰福音十五章二十六节也这么说
And in John chapter 15 verse 26 it also says
但我要从父那里差保卫师来
When the counselor comes whom I will send to you from the Father
就是从父出来真理的圣灵
The Spirit of truth
他来了就是要为我做见证
Who goes out from the Father he will testify about me
当主耶稣基督升天之后圣灵就降在信徒的身上
and after Jesus' ascension then the Holy Spirit came and rested with the believers
从此圣灵就与教会同在
and after which the Holy Spirit was with the church
见证主耶稣基督是神的儿子
testifying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God
并且成为那个赎罪的羔羊把永生的生命赐给相信的人
And that Jesus is the Lamb of God who gives life to those who believe.
为了要证明耶稣基督诞生在伯利恒
In order to show that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
后来出来传讲天国的福音
Later on, he came out to preach the gospel.
最后被钉死在十字架上
And finally, he was nailed to the cross.
三天后从死里复活
And 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
是真实的历史
It's true history.
使徒约翰说这些所发生的事情是真的。
Apostle John says that all these things that happen is true.
因为有圣灵在做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit is testifying to it.
使徒约翰时代没有这本新约圣经。
During the time of Apostle John, they didn't have the New Testament.
所以关于耶稣基督的事情还没有被记录下来。
The things about Christ has not yet been recorded.
今天我们手上这本圣经。
Today the Bible in our hands.
这个新约圣经是神默示的。
The New Testament is inspired by God.
因为提摩太后书三章十六节讲得很清楚。
Because it's clearly stated in 2 Timothy 3:16.
圣经都是神所默示的
All scripture is God breathed
以教训、渎职、使人归正
And it's useful for teaching, rebuking
教导人、学义都是有益的
Correcting and training in righteousness
圣经基本上是见证而讲耶稣基督的事情
The scripture basically testifies and talks about Jesus
圣经里面每一本书都是借着圣灵默示而写出来的。
And every book in the Bible is God breathed.
所以这本圣经是圣灵的见证。
So the Bible is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
见证耶稣是那位自由永有的神。
Testifying that Jesus is self-existing and eternal God.
曾经在2000年前的时候道成的肉身。
And 2000 years ago he became flesh.
来到世上死在十字架上
came to the world and died on the cross
成为那个赎罪的羔羊
and he became the Lamb of God
只相信他的人都可以得到永生的生命
so whoever believes in him will have eternal life
使徒约翰提到这个圣灵的见证
and Apostle John mentioned the testimony of the Spirit
第二他说他也谈到这圣灵水跟血的见证
and he also talked about theSecond thing, which is the testimony of the Spirit, water, and blood.
请看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
做见证的原有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样都归于一。
The Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement.
直接经文一共提到三个见证。
Here it talks about three testimonies.
也就是圣灵的见证。
That is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
水的见证
testimony of the water.
和血的见证
testimony of the blood.
这三个见证符合刚才我们在生命记所看那段经文
And these three testimonies match up with the passage that we just read from Deuteronomy.
要凭两三个人的口做见证
That the testimony of two or three witnesses.
什么是圣灵水跟血的见证
And what is the testimony of the Spirit, water and blood?
首先让我们来看水的见证
Let's look at the testimony of water
水是指耶稣基督的受洗
Water represents Jesus' baptism
当耶稣基督出来传扬天国福音的时候
And before Jesus came out to preach
施洗约翰为耶稣基督在约旦河受洗
John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the Jordan River.
我们当时天上有声音从天上下来。
And at that time, a voice came from heaven.
说你是我的爱子，我喜悦。
Saying, "You're my son, whom I love."
同时，圣灵好像鸽子一样从天上降下来。
And the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
降在耶稣基督的身上。
It came upon Jesus.
这是父神。在耶稣所要出来传讲天国福音的时候所做的见证
And this is a testimony from the Father before Jesus came to his public ministry
证明耶稣基督是神的儿子
Proving that Jesus Christ is the Son of God
水是指耶稣基督的受洗
Water represents Jesus' baptism
血很明显的是指耶稣基督的死
Blood obviously represents Jesus' death
主耶稣基督受洗的时候大约有三十岁
When Jesus was baptized he was about 30 years old
所以他出来传讲天国的福音大约三年的时间
So his public ministry lasted about 3 years
后来就被钉死在十字架上
And then he was nailed to the cross
血代表主耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血
Blood represents the blood that Jesus shed on the cross
完成了神的救恩
To accomplish God's salvation
同样的在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候
Likewise when Jesus was on the cross
父神 做见证。
The Father testified.
当时天上有声音说。
At that time, voice came from heaven.
我已经荣耀我的名，还要再荣耀。
I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
除此之外，圣经也讲到，当耶稣基督被钉十字架之后。
Besides this, the Bible also tells us that after Jesus was nailed to the cross,
天地都黑暗了。
There was darkness throughout the land.
圣殿里面的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the curtain in the temple was torn in half from top to bottom.
地也震动。
And there was earthquake.
磐石也崩裂。
And the rocks were broken.
这些事情发生，使到在场的人感到非常的害怕。
So all these events that happened caused great fear among the people.
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人。
And the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus.
看见地震地所经历的事。
Saw the earthquake and all that had happened.
就极其害怕。
They were terrified. And exclaimed.
这真是神的儿子。
Surely he was the son of God.
除了水和血的见证。
Besides the testimony of water and blood.
圣灵也做见证。
The Holy Spirit also testified to it.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候。
When Jesus rose again from the dead.
神的大能就显明在他的身上。
God's power was revealed on him.
罗马书第一章第三节到第四节。
And in Romans chapter 1 verses 3 to 4.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。
Regarding his son.
按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Who, as to his human nature, was a descendant of David.
请注意，按圣上的灵说。
Please note, and who, through the Spirit,
因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And whom through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God.
耶稣基督的复活胜过罪带来给我们的死亡。
Jesus' resurrection gives us victory over death.
使到那些悔改相信他的人能够得到永生的生命。
That those who repent and believe in Christ can receive eternal life.
能够在耶稣基督再来的时候能够从死里复活。
So that when Jesus comes again, they will be raised from the dead.
这证明耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And that proves that Jesus is the Son of God.
并且将永生的生命赐给那些相信他的人。
That he has given eternal life to everyone who believes.
圣灵的见证、水的见证和血的见证。
The testimony of the Spirit, of the water, and of the blood.
这都是神的见证。
These are all testimonies of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们应该相信神的见证。
The Bible tells us that we ought to believe the testimony of God.
你看第九节的话。
If you look at verse 9.
我们既然受人的见证。
We accept man's testimony.
神的见证更该领受了。
But God's testimony is greater.
因神的见证是为他儿子做的。
Because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his son.
这节经文告诉我们，既然我们能够相信人。
This verse tells us if we could believe in people.
我们能够相信人的见证。
We could believe man's testimony.
人的见证是凭两三个人的口做见证。
And even just with the two or three persons testifying,
我们更加要相信神所做的见证。
More so, we ought to accept the testimony of God.
因为神以这个圣灵以水以血来做见证。
Because God has used the Spirit, the water, and the blood as His testimony.
在这三个见证里面，神认定耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And these three testimonies, God show that Jesus is the Son of God.
有些人说，我希望我有信心。
Some people say, "Oh, I wish I have faith."
能相信耶稣基督是那位真神。
I can believe that Jesus is the true God.
其实每一个人呢。
In reality, every one of us.
每一天多多少少都以信心而活。
We function every day by faith.
对不对
？Isn't that true?
比如说。我们有病的时候去看医生。
For instance, if you're not feeling well, you go see the doctor.
多半都会相信医生所做的诊断。
Most of the time, we will believe the diagnosis from the doctor.
医生开了药方。
the doctor writes out a prescription.
然后我们到药房去拿药。
And you go to the pharmacy to get your prescription filled.
同样的，我们相信药剂师所配的药。
Likewise, we trust the pharmacist how he fills the prescription.
回家后就把所配的药吃下去。
And after we get home, we take the medicine.
很少会怀疑说到底吃下去会不会死掉。
Rarely will we doubt that when we take the medicine, perhaps we will die.
这都是因为我们相信医生所做的诊断和药剂师所做的配方。
So we, in general, we believe the diagnosis is from the doctor and also the prescription being filled.
第九节说，既然我们能够相信人。
And so verse 9 says that if we could trust men,
为什么我们不能相信神？
Why can we not trust God?
耶稣基督就是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
这是既要的真理。
This is a very important truth.
而且是其他的真理的一个根基。
And the foundation for many other truths.
当主耶稣基督受洗的时候，
When Jesus was baptized.
当他被钉在十字架的时候，
And when he was nailed to the cross,
当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，
And when Jesus rose again from the dead,
父神都在做见证，
The Father was testifying to it.
见证耶稣基督是神的儿子，
Testifying that Jesus is the Son of God.
在场的人都看到，都听到神所做的见证。
And those who were present saw and heard the testimony of God.
过后，圣灵默示人把这些见证记录下来。
And afterwards, God inspired men to write these things down.
成为这本新约圣经。
And it became the New Testament.
直到以后的人能够相信这些见证。
That people from later time will be able to believe in the testimony.
证明耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Proving that Jesus is the Son of God.
证明耶稣基督是那位创始人中的神。
And that Jesus is the God who created and will be at the end.
所以你跟我都没有在场。
You and I were not there.
但是我们有这本圣经来做见证。
But we have the Bible as a testimony.
证明耶稣基督就是那位创造天地万物的神。
Proving that Jesus Christ is the creator God.
除了圣灵的见证，
And besides the testimony of the Spirit,
水和血的见证，
the testimony of the water and the blood,
父神的见证，
the testimony of the Father,
神同时也把他的见证放在我们心里面，
God also put the testimony in our heart.
请看第十节，
Let's look at verse 10.
信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里面。
Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart.
不信神的就是将神当作说谎。
Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar.
因不信神为他儿子做的见证。
Because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his son.
这节经文说明，当一个人相信耶稣的时候，神在他心里面做见证。
And this verse explains that when a person believes in Jesus, then God's Spirit makes a testimony in his heart.
一个人听了福音之后，
After a person hears the gospel,
之后他相信耶稣，
Afterwards he believes.
完全是圣灵的工作。
It is all the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以当有一个人信耶稣的时候，
And so when a person believes in Jesus,
不要以为是我们使到他相信耶稣。
Don't think you're the one who caused them to believe.
这种现象我见过不少。
I've seen many situations like this.
很多人听了福音好一段日子。
There's a number of people who have heard the gospel and there was a long period afterwards.
甚至好几年的时间。
Even to the extent of years.
然后突然间他们明白了。
Suddenly they realize.
他们明白神所做的。
They understand what God said.
他们明白圣经所说的。
They understand what was written in the scripture.
他们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
因为神的见证在他的心里面。
Because God's testimony came into their heart.
十多年前我认识一位朋友。
10 plus years ago, I knew a friend.
还没有信主。
He was not a believer.
他的太太信主。
His wife was a Christian.
虽然他没有信主，
even though she was not a believer.
但是他愿意跟着太太还有两个孩子到教会去。
But he was willing to come to church with his wife and his two children.
除了去教会。
Besides going to church.
每一次有什么特会的时候。
Whenever there's a special event.
他都去。
He would be there.
经过了两三年的时间
After about two, three years,、
啊、他告诉我
he told me,
他说有一天晚上十点十分的时候
that one night around 10:10,、
啊、突然间我明白
suddenly he understood,
突然间他听到神的见证
suddenly he experienced God's testimony,
他接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主
and he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
心里的见证是因为圣灵的工作。
The testimony in the heart is the work of the Holy Spirit.
神的见证是外在的。
God's testimony is external.
心里的见证是内在的。
The testimony in the heart is internal.
当这两个见证认同的时候
When these two coincide,
永生的生命就临到那个人的身上。
Then eternal life comes to the individual.
一个悔改相信耶稣基督的人
A person who repents and believes in Jesus
圣经告诉我们圣灵内住在他心里面
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in that person
这种内在的见证
And this type of internal testimony
使到一个相信耶稣基督的人经历到生命的改变
Cause a person who believes in Jesus has a profound life change
同时也经历到心中那种平安
And he also experienced peace within.
这种平安不是从世界而来。
And this kind of peace does not come from the world.
而是从神而来。
It comes from God.
因为耶稣基督在约翰福音讲得清楚。
Because Jesus states it clearly in John chapter 14.
我留下的平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
I do not give to you as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
信耶稣的人有神的见证在他心里面。
Those who believe in Jesus have God's testimony in him.
不信耶稣的人就把神当作说谎话。
And those who do not believe consider the God as a liar.
所说的都是假的。
All that he said is false.
圣灵的见证，水和血的见证。
The testimony of the Holy Spirit is the testimony of the water and the blood.
父神的见证。
The testimony of the Father.
和心里的见证都是信心的见证。
And the testimony of the heart are all testimony of faith.
所以当一个人相信这些见证的时候
So when a person believes in these testimonies,
永生的生命就临到他的身上。
Eternal life comes to him.
换句话说，当一个人相信耶稣基督是神的儿子
，In other words, when a person believes that Jesus is the Son of God,
当一个人相信耶稣基督是那位创始成终的神的时候
，And when a person believes that Jesus is the Creator and He will work it through,
神就将这个永生的生命赐给他
，And God will give him the eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life
永生来自耶稣基督
Eternal life comes from Jesus
我们看十二节的时候我们就明白
And when you look at verse 12 you understand
人有了神的儿子就有生命
He who has a son has life
没有神的儿子就没有生命
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
没有任何的方法可以得到永生。
In no other way can you receive eternal life.
只有借着相信耶稣基督才能够得到永生。
It's only through believing Jesus Christ then you can have eternal life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借助我没有人能到我父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
我开始接触福音的时候。
When I first was had first contact with the gospel.
我当时我是17岁。
I was only 17 at the time.
其实是16岁。
Actually, I was 16.
我有点困扰。
I was really bothered.
因为我从来没有听过福音。
Because I've never heard of the gospel.
我也从来没有听过耶稣基督这个名。
I've never heard of the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我第一次听到福音的时候
，The first time that I heard the gospel.
耶稣基督对我来说非常的陌生。
Jesus Christ to me was a stranger.
因为我不知道到底耶稣基督是那位真神。
Because I didn't know whether he was a true God.
我也不知道到底福音是否是真的。
I didn't know whether the gospel is true.
我是生长在马来西亚。
I grew up in Malaysia.
生长在一个回教的国家。
It's an Islamic country.
所以多多少少我也被回教的这个教义影响。
And more or less, I was influenced by Islamic teachings.
因为回教也传扬有一位神。
Because Islam also teaches that there is only one God.
他们的神就是阿拉。
And their God is Allah.
我们圣经也讲一位神。
And the Bible also talks about one God.
所以我就在那个时候心里面有点困扰。
That was kind of bothered in my heart.
不到底哪一位是真神。
Which one is the true God?
回教也说有一位神。
Islam teaches that there is only one God.
圣经也说有一位真神。
And the Bible also teaches there is only one true God.
那位神是耶稣基督。
And that God is Jesus Christ.
所以我就在这个回教也有做一些探讨。
And I actually study Islam some.
然后来我发觉到可兰经跟这个圣经没有得比。
And then I finally realized like that, and Quran and the Bible, there's no comparison.
我已经信耶稣三十几年。
I believed in Christ for 30 plus years.
我看到这本圣经真的是神的话了。
I see that this Bible is truly God's word.
我看到耶稣基督是那位真神。
I see that Jesus is the true God.
就好像在约翰福音十四章第六节所告诉我们的。
Just as in John chapter 14 verse 6 tells us.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到我父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
却是耶稣基督是那位创造天地万物的神。
True, Jesus Christ is the creator who made heaven and earth.
在两千年前的时候，他道成了肉身。
In 2000 years ago, he became flesh.
来到这个世界上。
Came into the world.
死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
成全了神的救恩。
And accomplished salvation.
是相信他的人能够得到这个永生的生命。
That whosoever believes in him will have eternal life.
可能今天你还没有得到这个永生的生命。
Perhaps today you have not yet received eternal life.
可能今天你怀疑这本圣经到底是不是真的。
Or perhaps today you doubt whether this Bible is true.
我邀请你来思想一下。
I invite you to reflect.
在我过去三十几年所经历的。
All that I have experienced in the past 30 plus years.
我看到这本圣经所说的是真的。
I see everything written in scripture is true.
是神的话语。
It is God's word.
因为有神的见证在我的心里面。
Because there is testimony that's in my heart.
我希望你也能够得到这个永生的生命。
I hope you too can receive this eternal life.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你，因为你爱我们的缘故。
We thank you because of your love for us.
你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
And you sent Jesus Christ to us.
使相信他的人能够得到永生的生命。
So that whosoever believes in him will have eternal life.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
求主你恩待我们。
Please be gracious to us.
你让每一个人能够得到这个永生的生命。
And that everyone will be able to have eternal life.
从这个罪恶的捆绑得到释放。
And be set free from the bondage of sin.
天父，求你带领我们。
Heavenly Father, please lead us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.